ever since I was really little, I've been imagining about going up into space.
She's only 11 years old, but she's already been to space camp 3 times, and the end of the shuttle program has not discouraged her.
Well, I'm hoping that when I'm old enough to be an astronaut, there will be a mission back to the moon or to Mars.
Astronaut wannabes Zoe McElroy, Lawrence Nolan, James Ballinger, and Trish Dardeen. Manned spaceflight grew out of the early days of the Cold War, a time when it was unimaginable that someday, 40 years later, the United States and Russia would pool their knowledge and their resources to build and operate an international space station. But long before a spirit of cooperation fueled mutual ambitions in space exploration, competition and fear spurred men's desire to rocket into space. Here's an overview of manned spaceflight from Leanne Hansen.
On October 4, 1957, a lone beeping signaled the opening salvo in the space race, accompanied by a boast from Radio Moscow.
As a result of intensive work by research institutes and designing bureaus, the first artificial Earth satellite in the world has now been created. This first satellite was today successfully launched in the USSR.
I think before Sputnik, there was not nearly the same sense of a race that was underway.